Have you ever felt overwhelmed? How about anxious, fearful, or guilt-ridden? Have you ever felt so stressed out that you wanted to crawl into a hole? At times, we've all felt overwhelmed and controlled by the stresses of life. But through the power of the living Word of God and the Holy Spirit, you can put all those feelings aside and listen to what Jesus has to say. This is A History with God Ministries, Godcast Network, featuring Frank and Christina Sasso. JJ is off today, so I'm filling in for him. Welcome to our special one-year anniversary in ministry Godcast. Visit us online at ahistorywithgod.com for articles, links, prophetic words, prayer requests, and other awesome resources. Be sure to join our mailing list to receive your free daily devotion right in your email every morning. They are sure to comfort, inspire, teach, and even challenge you in your walk with the Lord. And now, let's join the hosts of this special Anniversary in Ministry Godcast, Frank and Christina Sasso.
Hello, everybody. This is Frank Sasso, sitting here with my wife, Christina.
Hello. Happy Thanksgiving.
Hope you had a great one.
Yes.
We are coming at you today with a special Godcast. This Godcast marks our one-year anniversary in ministry. The week of November 25th is actually when we started in ministry. And
officially
started in ministry November 25th, which is this Sunday. If you're listening to this later on in the week, it was this past Sunday. So anyway, November 25th. I tend to complicate things. I'm trying not to. I'm trying to make this very simple. Okay. The point of today is we are going to attempt to kind of tell our story, how this all started.
As how the ministry started.
Yeah.
Because our story is way too long.
It's going to be more than 23 minutes, our story. I'd like to take a brief minute here just to welcome our partners, our members, our friends, and any first-time listeners. If this is your first time listening, God bless you. Just hang with us. We're not going to be teaching today. We're just going to be telling our stories. So just bear with us, okay? Here we go. June 3rd, 2011. It was a Friday afternoon at exactly 4 minutes after 4. And the reason I know that is because I have it journaled. I have that date in my journal. I wanted to just, you know, start keeping myself in check and being aware of my feelings about certain things and document my responses and or reactions to situations and discernment sharpening, you know, that kind of thing. So, okay, so as I start journaling, God starts speaking to me. Stuff about sin, about being the righteousness of God, my authority, about the state of the body of Christ. And this goes on for about a good month. By July, I had about a good month's worth of journaling done at this point. And again, God just like, you know, telling me stuff, sin makes cowards of men.
It wasn't actually even personal stuff. It was more, it could bless a lot of people.
Amen.
You even gave it to a few people to read.
We had given it to a friend of ours.
A couple of friends, and, just to read, to see what they thought of it. And one particular said that if it was released as a book, he would have read it.
Right? He would have actually, not only would he have read it, he would have bought it. He would have actually paid for it to read,
which
was kind of neat.
So that was kind of what, like, I was feeling like we should write this down somewhere other than in your journal. It should be on a website or something. And not even for mass consumption. I was just thinking
to have it somewhere.
A placekeeper, I don't know,
something
to be there. Because, I mean, we have a lot of stories since we got saved and before that, I mean, as far as God's concerned, we had a lot of stories and a lot of victories and things that we went through. And I just wanted to kind of document it for my own memory.
Yeah, just to have up there somewhere.
I think that you should go back and not like live in the past, but I think that it's good to look back and see where you've come from. And also to remember what God did for you. If you're going through something today, you should be encouraging yourself by how he's always been faithful.
Right.
Like, we know that God's always, you're already healed, you're already prospered, but to see the fruit of that, So to look back in your past and say, I remember I was going through that difficult thing and I had the victory.
Right.
I can have the victory again.
That's right. Absolutely.
So I just wanted to keep a record.
And what's really funny, because I'm not even sure if you knew at this point, that that was actually being extremely scriptural to do that. Jeremiah 36:2 actually says, write the stuff I tell you down in a book.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God telling Jeremiah, journal.
Mm-hmm.
Journal, you know, write down what happens. Write down what I tell you.
Right.
You know, the entire book of Leviticus was dictated out loud by God to Moses.
Mm-hmm.
Moses just wrote it down.
Right.
You know, so there's...
So it's important to write things down.
Okay, so I'm going to put it on, like, on the internet somewhere.
Right. And it just so happens we happened to be... I think you were listening to Bill Johnson at the time.
Right.
Bill Johnson was saying that I can impart things to you and I can lay hands on you and I can share my experience with you for ministry, but it's impossible for me to impart to somebody my history with God. Because
right.
We all have a story. We all have our own story. And that's where the name came from, a history with God.
Right. And actually, if you want to, you could actually see that message. You could actually see Bill Johnson preach that message on the website. Go to historywithgod.com and click on About Us. And there's a picture of Bill Johnson. Just click that picture of him and you can actually watch him preach that message, making your own history with the Lord, your own history with God. So
I think it kind of branched out from wanting to put our own experiences down somewhere
right.
into I want other people to share their, or at least other people to know that they have the potential for a history.
Yeah, they have, exactly. They have the potential to have a history.
Right.
And it's something God wants as
and
well.
And it's in unique and individual, and it could be a blessing to millions and millions of people.
Right. Amen.
So I think as these things were being written down, you actually were getting more things to journal, correct?
Yeah, I was getting more things to journal. And toward the end of this particular entry, God had ended this portion of it with, I want you to take this and I want you to give it to the five pastors of the church that we were. We had five pastors there. Give it to them and I will review it with them. I don't want you to try and review this with them. I will review it with them. And I'm like, okay, you know. So I printed up five copies of this month-long word, and I hand-delivered it to each of the pastors of the church we were in, and I said, this is from the Lord. He told me that he did not want me to review any of it. He wanted, you know, to review it with you personally, the pastors.
So the pastors basically should have read it and then sought the Lord.
And then sought the Lord and
what,
you know,
the Lord revealed
exactly
to them. Right.
What
okay.
would, the Lord would tell them about it.
Right. And
So I did that.
Okay. And I mean, we were encouraged by a number of people in church at the time. As I said, the one friend who said he would buy the book if it was being published, and then another woman who we respect. Had a word from the Lord saying, because we said, you know, we're thinking of doing something. We don't want to tell you what it is. We want to see if maybe you get any discernment. And she
right.
goes, the Lord just spoke to me. He said, and her quote was, it's a go.
It's a go.
It's a go.
Right. When we had
so
asked her to pray.
So we were
right.
like, well, we trusted her. We trusted that she, you know, was a woman of God and that she heard from the Lord. So we continued.
Right.
Now the content.
Well, hold that thought.
Okay.
Because we have to take a break.
Okay.
We'll be right back after this break.
Hey everyone, this is Tim McDonald. I just want to give a congratulations to Frank and Christina Sasso on their 1 year anniversary with A History with God. It's just a great time to be around these guys, and their passion for the Lord and their passion for ministry is just contagious. You get to listen to their messages, but I'm just going to make you jealous right now. I actually get to hang out with Frank and Christina, and I'm just telling you right now, you can listen to their podcasts and you can get an idea about their passion for the Lord, but being around them and hearing them talk, they're just the real deal. And so I just want to bless them and just encourage you to continue to listen into their ministry and bless their ministry. And then it's just a great time, like I said, of being around them. I get to be around Pastor Allen and devotional writer and rapper JB and Frank and Christina. And it's just a blessing. It's a fun-filled time right now in the Holy Spirit of hanging out with these guys and their spurring me on, and I just bless them, and I bless your ministry, I bless A History with God, and I don't want to take up too much time, because I know Pastor Allen is probably going to do a 3-part sermon series on how History of God has blessed him, and so I want to give him the ample time, because he's just a fun guy to listen to, too, and so I'm just all excited. I have the honor of being a part of this ministry, and being part of their lives and relationship, and so Frank and Christina, I just bless you guys, in Jesus' name.
Well, that was nice. That was so cool. Okay, we are back. Christina.
Yes. Well, I was saying that the actual content of what God was telling you was something that we both believed, but it was really being expanded and really, really being explained, and it was becoming very, very crystal clear. And unfortunately, it's a message that you probably don't hear in church.
Right.
And it's a message you probably won't hear from the pulpit, and you might not be welcome with open arms if you brought this message or spoke about this message.
You most likely will not. That's correct.
So, all right. Well, you know what? Here's a caution. If you're thinking of going into any kind of ministry, make sure you count the cost.
Right.
Because if you're going to go into ministry and your heart is to serve the Lord and you want to be on the front lines, which I have to say, I prayed that years and years ago. I said, Lord, I want to be on the front lines.
Right. Yeah.
And he was faithful
to put you there.
Yes. I'm nobody to blame but myself. But like Andrew Womack says, it's like now you have a giant target on your head.
That's right.
And the devil's after you.
That's absolutely true.
And what's funny is that's when all hell
broke loose. Man, all hell broke loose.
Let me tell you. What's encouraging is that we recently heard, when we were in Texas, we heard Creflo Dollar talking about this very same message. And Andrew Womack preaches on this message as well. At the time, I really didn't know that. But for Creflo Dollar, it was kind of new for him.
Right.
And he was saying, since I started preaching this message of righteousness and your authority 6 months ago, all hell broke loose.
Absolutely.
And Frank and I looked at each other and went, the devil does,
the
not,
devil
want
does not
this
want this
message
preached. Absolutely
because
not.
Because this message will empower you from God. God wants you to use his power.
Right.
You know, he says that, you know, the preaching of the word, signs and wonders will follow. Preaching the word is awesome. It's great. But unless you can show the power of the Holy Spirit,
right.
You know,
that's right.
You're just like everybody else.
Exactly. You're no different. You're no different.
So God wants you to understand that power. I know I'm getting now all fired up.
Let's go away.
Actually,
unfortunately, we have to take another break. I'm sorry. We've got to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Hey, Frank and Christina, I just want to wish you a happy one-year anniversary in the Lord in ministry. It's awesome. This is Alan Kirkpatrick coming at you saying it's awesome what God's doing, and it's only just the beginning. The Lord is just moving powerfully, and he's going to continue to move as he's promised because of who he is. And as we step in to know him more, we see more, and so more comes out. It's awesome. So praise God. I bless this ministry. I bless what you're doing. I bless what the Lord's doing through you. I just say more, Lord. I'm just hungry. Praise God. Jesus is Lord. Amen.
And we're back. Okay, so let's pick up with where we left off.
Okay. So now we take a little vacation.
Okay, that's what it was.
A couple of days.
Right, I finished journaling for a good month. Okay, right. I journal for a month. We take a vacation. It's awesome. We go to Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Beautiful. We come back.
The week we come back,
we were attacked. And I mean attacked. The week we got back, I was at work. Next thing I know, I'm being arrested because somebody falsely accused me of doing something that I did not do. So I was falsely accused, and thank God that's all worked out. But last summer, 2011, it was a very harrowing experience. I wound up losing a job because of this nonsense, and it was absolutely horrible. My name was in the paper, the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, So then, on July 13th, which was a Wednesday, 4:27 p.m., God starts talking to me about righteousness again.
Now, you had scriptures, though, that were sustaining you and encouraging you and us through this whole thing. So I just want
to... Right, because I have to keep going to court and get to the bottom of this.
Right. So the scriptures that we were using, and some of them, not all of them, but just because they're in the book, Isaiah 54:4, do not be afraid, you will not suffer shame. Do not fear disgrace, you will not be humiliated. You will forget the shame of your youth and remember no more the reproach of your widowhood. Isaiah 54:14, in righteousness you will be established. Tyranny will be far from you. You will have nothing to fear. Terror will be far removed. It will not come near you. It will not be my doing. Whoever attacks you will surrender to you. And then Isaiah 54:17, no weapon formed against you will prevail, and you will refute, curse, and condemn every tongue that accuses you. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and my vindication is of him.
Amen.
So, you know, if you're going through anything, there are scriptures that will encourage you. So you have to encourage yourself with these things because, like I said, you're going to have a target on you.
That's right.
And I'm not saying this to scare you. I'm just saying this to encourage you because it's just like the apostles, they rejoiced when they were persecuted because they knew that they were serving God and they were glorying in it. They just were rejoicing through it. So
I just realized, you know, how glad I am that Isaiah took the time to write that stuff down.
Right.
Because then I could go to it and be encouraged, right?
Thank you, Isaiah.
Thanks, Isaiah. Okay, can't wait to meet you.
All right, so...
Oh, so let's move on to the next phase.
Okay, so then... So this is pending now.
This is going to court every a couple of weeks or whatever.
And it's just the most ridiculous thing. But it's persecution, you stand through it, and you know that you have the victory at the end.
Amen.
The devil's going to do anything he can to get you off your purpose, off your ministry, off your righteousness, off of who you are.
Your destiny.
Off your destiny. So you know who your enemy is and you know what his tactics are.
Amen.
All right, so next thing, we were attacked by
family members attacked us.
And that happened in
September.
In a family function in September. It didn't actually happen.
2011.
It actually didn't happen in the family function.
It happened the day after.
Well, yeah, it happened after. And then whatever was said or whatever, you know, we were accused of doing.
Right.
We didn't find out until later because apparently this went to our pastors in an email.
Right.
Unbeknownst to us. So we found out about it.
I know we're being kind of vague right now because the point is it's not the details of what happened.
Right.
Because quite frankly, I'm not going to even give that any life by talking about it because it's complete nonsense. But we're being vague because we don't want you to miss the point of this. Persecution is going to happen.
Right.
It may
from
take
everywhere.
It may take any form.
It could happen from family.
Right.
From friends.
And if you get caught up on the details, if you get caught up with that, you're going to miss this. Okay?
Right.
So we're purposely not getting into details. Okay?
So suffice to say, we were again accused of doing some nutty things.
Right.
And then that was emailed to our church leadership.
Right.
And, you know, we didn't even know this had gone out until we got a copy of it.
Exactly. Okay, so then that was the next thing that happened.
Right. So in the meantime, now you had given the pastors this word from the Lord.
I had given them like this 30-page double-sided document because I had it all typed up so you could read it.
Right.
Gave it to them, sealed
them,
envelope.
Asked them to seek the Lord on it and see what the Lord revealed to them.
Exactly.
And, well, as a result of that, now we're really, really cutting to the chase here.
Yeah, we really are cutting to the chase. A lot of stuff went down. Not basically, we were thrown out of church. We got kicked out of church.
At the time, this was like shocking and very, very hurtful.
Well, we were in the church for 7 years. We were deacons, we were in the church. And part of what started this whole thing is if you go on the website, click on Prophetic Words and Godcast, click on that menu item, and then go all the way to the left, you'll see a little title that says, Why Take Medicine? Click that, listen to that word, it's about maybe, I don't know, maybe a minute long, but listen to it knowing this. That was the last word I gave at that church, because that was the last time I would be at that church, was the day that that word was delivered.
I just want to share with you that, again, it's been a year, and we're very much in a different place right now, so that's why we can laugh about it now, because really, I kind of say this, and I'm just going to say, it was kind of the best thing that ever happened to us.
It was.
Because it kind of launched us out from a place where we were, where I was just chomping at the bit all the time. I just wanted to do something. I wanted to tell people how great God is, and I really felt stymied there.
Right.
I mean, we really were not permitted to really...
To grow.
Unfortunately, I don't know what's going on now, but when we left, the church was just kind of in a holding pattern and
yeah.
for a few years. And
it was in a holding pattern. It was
unfortunate,
not growing
and
at all.
That's unfortunate because the body should be alive and vibrant and producing fruit. And yeah, when people are involved, there's always going to be some kind of mess, but we're supposed to be Christian and we're supposed to move beyond these things.
Exactly.
So it is kind of... It's kind of disheartening to know that. But you know what? We have really, truly forgiven everyone involved in all of this stuff.
We have.
And really, truly love them and hope that they get a revelation of how much God loves them, about their righteousness, about their authority, about all these awesome things that are in the Word.
Yeah.
And we do feel, even though we were called a lot of things.
And oh, man.
I know, and we both know, it's because of this book, and it's because of...
It is.
It's because of this word of righteousness, it's because of this word of authority. Somebody had asked me on an email, I really love hearing about healing, and I'm so excited to talk about my past, to talk to this about my pastor.
Yeah,
so how do you suggest I do this? And I said, don't. And that's why. Because I just...
Oh, wait a minute. We have to take a break.
AHistoryWithGod.com, it's the bomb. Or off the chain or any other way to claim that it's one of the best websites to get you blessed. Through Godcast, devotionals, and the rest. 1 year on and still they're going strong. This ministry is iller than Kim Jong. Ha. Peace. MC Benja, a.k.a. Jason. Happy... 1 year anniversary of History with God Ministries. I personally have been extremely blessed since I've been a part of this ministry, so stay blessed.
Okay, we're back again. I like these little breaks. We might start doing breaks from now on.
So basically, we both feel it's because of the stand that we took. What was encouraging for me was actually listening to Andrew Womack, listening to Kenneth Copeland, and hearing that these are guys that I respect, these are guys whose doctrine I believe, and they went through the same things. I mean, uh-huh. Andrew Womack's been kicked out of churches, he's been kidnapped, he's been, you know, maligned. Kenneth Copeland, same thing.
His mother was kicked out of church.
His
mom was kicked out of churches.
So
he was kicked out of churches.
Actually, you know what? Jesus was kicked out of
exactly.
church.
Exactly. I heard a preacher once say, if you haven't had at least one good excommunication, you're probably not in the kingdom of God.
I guess I really didn't expect it, but now that I'm hearing from people that I admire and respect, I'm like, oh, okay, this is part of the walk. So I'm in good company. And the important thing to maintain through this is you don't ever want to get bitter or angry at the people.
Right.
You just want to pray for them, continue to love them, forgive them immediately, mm-hmm. and just keep moving forward.
That's it.
And I believe that reconciliation is God's will.
Yeah.
And, you know,
it's totally possible.
Absolutely. And we are totally open to that. So basically, it was now...
Just us. Just me and
just
you.
Just me and you.
So we had to go look for a church.
Well, I had one in mind already.
Okay.
That I had gone to a conference at. It was pretty close to our house. So we were... We were going to go. Like, we are not getting involved in anything.
We're giving fake names.
If anyone asks us who we are, we're giving fake names. We're not joining anything. And we were there for a while. And then we started to feel like, okay.
Okay, maybe this is
maybe
the right
this
fit.
Is good. I don't
right.
know.
Exactly.
But in the meantime, we went to Washington, D.C. in November.
Right, last November, 2011.
And we saw Kenneth Copeland. And that's where... You met Riley
That's
Stevenson.
That's where I met Riley Stevenson, who you guys heard on the podcast. And you've seen this picture in the devotion, those of you who get the devotions. And we just hooked up with Riley, and we've been ministry buddies ever since.
And then we met him again in Fort Worth.
Well, he became our mentor in ministry, showing us what to do. And met with him in Fort Worth over this past summer.
Mm-hmm.
We actually hit the streets with him. You can hear more about that on the podcast, an interview with Riley Stevenson. It's right there on the list there. You can kind of hear what he sounds like.
And then it's just so funny that from that point in November where we were like, oh, okay, so this is kind of a ministry.
November 2011.
Right, November 2011. Yeah. We're like, right. This is a ministry. It's just been phenomenally growing.
Right.
And not that we're looking at numbers, but sometimes you have to look at numbers just to kind of gauge where you're at and where exactly. you want to go. And right. it's God growing this ministry. We're putting hands and feet to it, but it's God guiding people to the website and the iTunes, and it's just how everything's kind of been falling into place. And I'm not saying it's been easy the whole time, but
no.
it's just kind
it's
of
worth it.
It's been worth it. No, I'm saying the ministry.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. It's like pieces of a puzzle kind of falling into place.
Yeah. Well, when we first got to the Victory Campaign, the convention in Washington, D.C., Kenneth Copeland's convention in November of 2011, within the first, I don't know, the first 3 hours that we were there, we were interviewed by KCM.
Mm-hmm.
And you can actually watch part of that interview online on YouTube. It's on our YouTube channel. It's also right there on our website. It's right there on the homepage. You can watch that.
What's cool about it, if you watch it, where we are a year from what we were saying a year ago.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool to say, hey, we're kind of doing some of that stuff now.
Yeah, it's so cool.
It's really
I like when he goes, neat. So what is a history with God Ministries? And like, we didn't even know. We didn't even know we were in a ministry.
So I just find it awesome that people in India are on our site. I just imagine going to India
yeah.
and or going to wherever people are listening to, some Canada.
Yeah. Amen.
I really was touched by that story of the email we got about the brothers in Hawaii.
The brothers in Hawaii, like, that's
we
right.
We were probably sleeping and somebody was listening to Riley and Frank talk and got saved. That's the fruit. That's the so fruit cool. that is not going to burn up. That's right. the stuff that is just...
Makes it all worth it.
Right.
Because it doesn't matter
One person.
Right.
So... I'm just excited because so cool. we're seeing so much fruit. That's how you can judge something. You can look at the fruit.
Right.
Is it good fruit? Is it bad fruit? Is there no fruit? So we're excited because we're seeing the fruit. We're seeing God's hand in this, and we're just going to keep moving forward. Even maybe if we can't see, you know, years in the future, we right. just keep going forward.
When we come back, we're going to tell you how Tim, Pastor Allen, and Jason got involved. We'll be right back.
Hey, Frank and Chris. Congratulations on 1 year of History of God Ministries. It's been an awesome year. You guys are doing some great things. We're really looking forward to see what God is going to do with you guys in the coming years. So congratulations.
We love you.
Keep on keeping on. It's awesome. You guys
it's
rock.
It's going to be an awesome future. Woo! God is awesome.
Praise the Lord. Woo! Thank you, Lord.
Okay, so before the break, told you that we'd tell you how Tim, Allen, and Jason got involved with the History with God Ministries. So we're at this church. Chris was saying that we... You know,
church number two.
Church number two. So we're at church number two.
Right.
We're figuring, okay, we're going to... This looks okay.
We're all right, we're going to put our big toes in
there
the water.
There we go. We're going to do this.
We'll put the big toe in.
So there's a men's retreat they're going to do. I'm like, oh, okay, you know what, I'm going to go in a second.
Oh, you wouldn't. I said you should go.
All right, well, did I go?
Yes.
Okay. Stop laughing out there and pay attention. Okay, so I wind up going on this men's retreat, okay? And
didn't you make Jason sign up for it? Because he didn't want to go.
No, I didn't make him sign up for it. Oh. I told him that I was going to be his roommate.
Oh, okay.
And I didn't know Jason, and Jason didn't know me, but I figured,
saw them at services. And
it wasn't like anything. Like, we didn't went out for coffee or anything. It was we saw them.
Right.
Okay, so I said, hey, he needed a roommate, and I needed a roommate. So I said, I'm going to be a roommate. And, you know, the look on his face, I'm sure he was thrilled with that, you know, but whatever. You'll hear Jason next week, and he'll talk a little bit about when we first met. Anyway, so we're on this men's retreat, and me and Jason are sharing a room, Jason and I, and I start talking to him about that he's the righteousness of God. And I don't know, I told him maybe two or three times that he's the righteousness of God. Actually, I think I told him about 37 times.
Okay.
In one sitting, you know. That's all I just kept pounding into him, that he's the righteousness of God. You're the righteousness of God. You're the righteousness of God. You and God are just like this, blah, blah, blah. Best friends. Okay. After the first initial session, the pastor would get up, he'd do some teaching, the worship was phenomenal.
Great pastor, right? He was awesome. The pastor who ran
the retreat, awesome guy. I mean, I love him. Great guy. He has us break up into small groups. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, you know, I break up into a group, and my group consists of Tim McDonald, Pastor Alan Kirkpatrick, who I call Pastor Alan, but Alan Kirkpatrick, and Jason Ballack.
Huh. Isn't that a funny coincidence?
And there was these, and two other guys, and myself. So, you know, we're talking, and, you know, Tim is running the group. It's evident that Tim is the leader of this group, which, okay, that's fine, no problem. And he's going around the circle, and he's asking, oh, so, you know, the typical, anybody who's been in a small group knows it's always like pulling teeth with guys for some reason, I don't know why. But, hey, would you get out of the teaching tonight, blah, 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 blah. So, he finally gets to me, and I'm like, all right, look, I'm just letting you know right now, I'm really excited. I know I'm the righteousness of God, and nothing's going to stop me from fulfilling my destiny, and blah, blah, and I just start going off, you know? And then Alan starts getting all fired up, like he's like rocking back and forth. Jason's super quiet, and Tim is like, hey, man, brother, hey, man. So he goes, then he says to me, he goes, hey, you know, I want you to go around the circle. Now, remember, I'm brand new. I don't know anybody. I don't know anybody this thing except the pastor that's running it. Tim asks me to get up and start laying my hands on the guys in the circle to impart a blessing to them of boldness, and, you know, so I'm going around, I'm praying that they get a revelation of God and blah, 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 and all this stuff. From that moment on, I became extremely close to Tim, Alan, and Jason. As a matter of fact, the next morning at 5 a.m., the four of us went to this little chapel in the middle of the woods. You would have loved this. Mm-hmm. It's a chapel in the middle of the woods. The door was unlocked, and we had the whole chapel to ourselves. It was the four of us and God. And it was glorious. It was a glorious time in the Lord. So I had a vested interest now in these guys. These were the guys I've been praying for my whole life. I remember I used to tell Chris, we were in Maine, and I said, oh man, we went to this little store, this little general store, and there were these guys sitting around at a table just kind of pontificating. And I always had this image in my head. I would love to just sit with a group of guys that trusted me and I trusted them, and we could just be guys and have like a men's group. Even when we were living in New York, I was looking for something like that. Mm-hmm. Never really quite found it. These guys, when I met them, I knew these were the guys that I've been mm-hmm. wanting to meet my whole life.
Right.
And spend my life with.
And that's the fellowship of the saints. That's what the Bible's talking about.
Right. They were being the church.
Right. The church is not a building. It's people. Right. And fellowshipping doesn't have to happen in a building. It can happen in a chapel, in the woods. It can happen at Starbucks. Right. It can happen over the phone.
That's right.
All right.
Okay, so now we're like, oh, we're totally joining this church. We are joining this church. I can't not see Jason, Tim, and Alan. I just meet these guys. I love them. Right. And it was the weekend of my birthday.
Right.
And so they even sang happy birthday to me, all the men. It was awesome. It was really cool.
And you loved that pastor, too. He was an awesome pastor.
Love
the way he ran the retreat and everything.
Him.
Yeah.
So we come back. And I have an appointment with the lead pastor of the church, the senior pastor of the church, because I want to let them know, hey, look, you know, we're serious. We're not just going to be like coming to church Sunday morning and doing the church thing.
We had gone to a new member's get together at the senior pastor's house.
That's right.
And I remember him asking everybody. Right.
This is funny.
So I don't even remember the question, but I do remember my answer because I remember his face. And what?
He said something along the lines of, so tell us about yourselves.
And I said, well, we're dangerous. And he was like, almost
afraid to ask, what does that mean?
And other people around were like, oh, what does that mean? And I'm like, I'm radical. I believe God's word. I'll stand on his word. I'll fight you. I'll defend him in love. But, like, I'm serious.
Well, that position got someone else excited in the room that night.
I remember.
Yeah.
Right. He came up to us afterwards.
Yes.
And asked us again, what does that mean, you're dangerous? And I said, it's just that, you know, we take this word seriously. And we don't mess around.
Right.
I mean, we believe you lay hands on the sick and they recover. We believe that you raise the dead. So basically, that's what I said.
Yeah, that's right.
So now we're thinking, okay, we're going to put down roots in this place.
Yeah.
So Frank wanted to meet with the pastor and the same.
Just kind of give him an idea of where we're coming from, a little bit about our story.
Our past, our history.
That we got kicked out of a church. Right. You know, I told him everything.
Right.
You know, I met with him. Mm-hmm. 2 days after that, though, mm-hmm. he calls me up and says, look, I know you have anger issues, which I don't. I don't have anger issues. I actually do not. I'm sitting here with my wife right now. She'll tell you if I do. I do not have anger issues. But apparently, he says, I know you have anger issues, and you have to work out, but you're not going to work them out here. Don't come here. We don't want you here.
And so we got kicked out of church number two.
So
We hadn't even joined yet.
But yeah, he had spoken to our previous pastor, and our previous pastor told him a whole bunch of stuff, and he believed it, and that was that. So we don't go to that church. So, you know, I tell Chris what happened with the phone call, and she gets upset, and rightly so, and who wouldn't?
Well, I was upset because, you're kidding me, right? We've been out of church number one for...
Months and months.
Well, we got kicked out in September, and this was your birthday, so it was April.
7 months later.
So, you know, hey, pastor number one.
Right.
Get over yourself.
Exactly.
Just give me some grace here. You're a pastor, the head of a church... And you're telling somebody, you have issues, so don't come here. Whether that's true or not. I mean, I was like, I don't even understand that. Shouldn't you be saying, look, I heard you have issues. You're in the right place. We can help you.
Right.
Or, you know, I don't want you. You have problems. Oh, I'll never forget Pastor Vinny. Pastor Vinny said, if you're looking for the perfect church... You're not going to find it.
Right.
But if you do find it, don't join because you'll ruin it. And I've thought of that so many times because we're people. And where are you going to find a perfect church inhabited by people?
Right.
Because people are flawed.
Right, exactly.
Myself, very much included in that.
What?
Yes.
Again, I start tanking. And Alan, Tim, and Jason,
well,
the three of them.
Well, you thought that was the end of that relationship.
Oh,
I'll never see those guys again.
I'll never see those guys again. Great. I finally find these guys, and now I've lost them.
Right.
You know,
because
great.
That's what your experience in the past.
Exactly. Because
church number one was.
Right, because the pastor says avoid them.
They're heretics.
They're heretics, false teachers, false prophet, the whole thing.
And
we
mark them.
So Alan starts calling me. Frank, call me back. And now, see, on my cell phone, my voicemail only gives you a minute to talk. And then it cuts you off.
Okay.
So Alan called like, you know, 8 times, 9 times because it kept getting cut off. Tim would call. Jason would call. Finally, I said, fine. You know, because I was ready to be like, you know, whatever. I'm done.
Well, you really didn't think they were serious.
And it wasn't anything they were doing or not
no,
doing.
No, it's from past
it's
experience.
It's just from past. It kind of soiled my whole, expectations.
I mean, literally, people had told us, look, you could murder somebody, your friend,
that's
and I will
right.
never, I will always, you know, stand by you, and then they didn't.
And they didn't. Okay, so we make arrangements, Tim, Alan, and myself, to meet the next morning, a Saturday morning, 8 o'clock, at a local Starbucks, okay? So I'm there, and Alan's there, and Tim's there, and I tell you, man, Alan, maybe this is one of the reasons why I look at him as like a pastor that I've never had before. Okay, because this pastor is actually like he's like we're peers, and yet I just look up to him, and yet we give each other the same amount of space and platform to preach it and whatever. He says to me, Frank, you know, Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. So whatever. I mean, I don't even care. I don't care what some pastor says about you. I see Jesus in you. And Tim said the same exact thing. I see Jesus in you.
Mm-hmm.
That basically restored me. In the sense of, I mean, I know who I am. I know I'm the righteousness of God. But, you know, you go through stuff. And sometimes you need someone that you respect in the body to say to you, listen, man, I don't care what anybody says. I know what I saw over the weekend at the men's retreat. I know what I saw Jesus doing, and that's good enough for me. I don't care what any pastor, what anybody has to say. I love you.
Well, we all need that.
Amen. We all need it. So that kind of like restored me. So I said to them guys, I said, listen, would you guys be willing to meet with me like once a week? Because I'd like to meet with you guys. I don't want to, when I come to church, but I don't want to miss hanging out with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And that's basically how the weekly meeting got started.
Right.
Jason found out about it. And he's like, hey, can I kind of come in on, can I tag along with you guys?
Mm-hmm.
We'll be right back after this break.
Frank and Christina, History of God Ministries, congratulations on this one-year anniversary. I'm so excited for you, and I'm believing, God, that this next year will be an Ephesians 3 20-year beyond all you could ask or think. Again, congratulations, and we believe that this is going to be your best year ever, in Jesus' name.
Hi, this is Liam. Happy anniversary. Frank, Christina, you guys are beautiful. Great job. I can't believe it. 1 year. The book's coming out. All kinds of cool stuff going on. More and more and more. Thank you so much, Frank and Christina, for all that you do.
All right. So now it was Tim and Alan, myself, and now Jason was coming.
Mm-hmm.
This now became a weekly thing. Tuesday night, 7 o'clock, Starbucks.
Mm-hmm.
Josh then chimes in. Mm-hmm.
And it's been growing ever since.
It's been growing ever since. The Lord's been growing it. You know, right. Guys have come once in a while, twice, maybe three times, and then they didn't come, and then they come again, and then maybe the new guy. One guy came and got saved. But the core is always there.
Right.
Alan, Tim, Jason, Josh, myself.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Josh has sort of like become core now.
Mm-hmm.
Because of him, we have to change it to Mondays at 7. But anyway. Okay, so we're meeting, and now I open it up to these guys to say, hey guys, if you ever want to write a devotion, email it to me. I'll look at it, and I'll put you in the rotation.
Mm-hmm.
That's all Jason needed to hear. Because Jason, now, as a lot of you may know, who get the devotions, Jason Ballack's devotions, they have the Holy Spirit all over them, which is a good thing. Tim McDonald's devotions as well. You know, they kind of found their niche a little bit in what God wants them to do. I mean, God has a lot of stuff for us to do, but it's just a small niche.
That's what I like about A History with God. It's not Christina Sasso Ministries or Frank Sasso Ministries.
Right.
It's A History with God. Not Christina and Frank's history.
Right.
It's like the people that we are linking arms with also. And it's the people who are hearing. The encouragement is like, you have a history. You create the history with God.
Amen.
You and Him together.
Amen.
So it's not about us and what oh, how great we are and what we're doing. It's about what we all can be doing.
Right.
So this ministry is Alan's ministry. This ministry is Jason's ministry. This
exactly.
ministry is Tim's ministry.
Right.
This ministry is anyone who's linking arms with us and moving forward.
Absolutely.
I would like to actually have some women. Hello, are you out there?
Where are you, women? Let's go.
I have two dear friends that I talk with and have church with. My friend Albina, she's got great testimony. She has a history with God.
Absolutely.
And my friend Teresa.
Amen.
And she has a history with God. And there's some other women out there that I'm talking to. And actually, there's some that I'm praying will join the team and the army.
Actually, if you watch that interview from when we were being interviewed at KCM last year, there's one part where I say that History with God Ministries, you know, we're going to have these round table discussions. I call them round table discussions. Basically, that's what the Godcasts are. Every week we put out a podcast, and those have been such a blessing to people based on the reviews we get. Tim and Jason have been really faithful. Sometimes I'll just check my inbox, my email box, and all of a sudden I'll see Jason Ballack with a podcast attachment or Tim McDonald with a podcast attachment. I'm like, oh, cool! You know, so they've taken ownership of this ministry. It's become a platform for them to write articles, to write a devotion, to broadcast their own podcast and have us put it up there. And then they talk about it with people. The other people get encouraged, people we never would have even met. So like Chris says, it's not just Frank and Christina Sasso, History with God Ministries. Yeah, okay, maybe we're the face of it, but it's so much more than us. We'll be right back after this break.
Christina and Frank, I want to congratulate you on the anniversary of your ministry. You're doing an awesome job, and you're an inspiration to so many of us. And just keep up the great work. We appreciate you and all that you do, and we pray for a long, 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 prosperous future with the History of God ministry. Thank you so much. I love you.
Hey, Christina and Frank, Cecilia Blades, sending out blessings to you on this one-year anniversary. Meeting the two of you have truly been a divine connection, and I would like to publicly thank the Lord for allowing me to use your ministry as an opportunity to share my passion of awakening God's people to their purpose and destiny.
So that's basically our story, briefly summarized, from last year to this year. I guess starting from when you started to get that word about righteousness and authority.
One word from God can totally change your life.
And it's good.
It is really good.
Initially, it doesn't, oh man, it's so, oh, what's going on?
Right.
But then it's like, wow, because let me tell you, we have had vindication after vindication crappity crap that has happened, and we are expecting more to come. What's really awesome is like
we've had vindication, Lord,
from different things, and it's really
words that were confirmed.
Yes,
God's
never going to let you face this anything alone, and He says you will not see shame. I mean, I read that in Isaiah, and that's Old Testament. But Jesus did say you're going to be persecuted for my name's sake.
But I have overcome the world.
You know, we know that going in.
A lot of people stop there, though. They go, well, Jesus said I'm going to have trouble. Yep, the second part of that.
Right. He overcame it all on our behalf. So we're just seeing vindication. We're seeing blessing. You guys have blessed us so much with your encouraging words. And just so excited to see what the next year will bring. And please understand, there's more to our story. I mean, we'd be here for a very long time telling you. But maybe someday.
Someday we'll meet you guys at like a meeting or something, and we could do like little one-on-ones and, you know, whatever. This journal has actually now become a book called The Believer's Position in Righteousness and Authority, and will be available on Kindle very, very soon, as well as Amazon if you want a hard copy. That's about it. I just want to say it has been my absolute pleasure to be in ministry with my wife. And I love you, Christina. And I think it's just so cool to do this together with you. And what are you laughing at? I'm trying to tell you something from my heart here. Laughing at me.
Go ahead.
I love every morning we read devotions together, including our own, over coffee. I love that time in the morning, and I look forward to every article you write. I look forward to listening to every podcast you record, and it is just my pleasure. It's just such an honor to be in ministry with you, as well as to be married to my best friend. And I thank you, Lord, for this ministry. I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Happy anniversary!
Happy anniversary.
See you next week. Stay blessed.
Hey, Frank and Christina. It's JJ, the announcer. I just wanted to wish you guys a happy one-year anniversary in ministry with a History with God Ministries. Being the announcer for Godcasts blesses me more than you will ever know. For example, sometimes when I'm talking to people, they stop me and say, wait a minute, aren't you JJ from the History with God podcasts? It always catches me off guard, but I love it. I pray that the Lord continues to grow and bless a History with God Ministries, as well as continue to equip the History with God team to teach, edify, encourage, challenge, and most of all, bless mankind. Stay blessed, guys.
Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary to you. Happy 1 year anniversary to a History with God Ministries. Happy anniversary to you.
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast from a History with God Ministries. This teaching is a powerful ministry tool that you can use to experience the power of God in your life. Thank you again for listening and for helping us reach the world with the love of Jesus. Sign up for your free daily devotion today at ahistorywithgod.com and click on Contact. Type in your name and email address and you'll be all set. A History with God Ministries. Seeing, hearing, remembering. Mark chapter 8, verse 18. Until next time, stay in the blessing.